We will now hear from the final speaker, Madame de Grugier. You have the floor. Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to welcome the delegation to the second part of the dialogue. So I am going to be discussing paragraphs 20 and 21, which relate to the protection of the civic space and the need for free expression of ideas in a democratic society. With paragraph 20, I'll refer to freedom of expression and the status of the press, which has already been addressed by the head of the delegation in the responses yesterday. The committee notes the responses provided by the state with respect to an absence of intimidation of journalists and an absence of measures undertaken to decriminalise defamation, and more broadly, we have had positive information on the government's openness when it comes to the press. And the minister is absolutely right to emphasise, as you did yesterday, the jump of 20 place jump in the ranking from Reporters Without Borders. Nevertheless, other less positive information has been brought to our attention, and I'd just like to ask the delegation a few questions about this. First of all, with respect to the President of the Republic's ban of a work that I mentioned yesterday, Corruption at the Highest Level. According to the information that we've received, this is not just, in fact, a ban on the work, but there has also been, more broadly, information about intimidation of whistleblowers and journalists who are criticising corruption at the highest levels of state related to the Minister for Agriculture or the President. Could the delegation respond to this? Second, are there any investigations or proceedings open to shed light on allegations of intimidation and harassment of journalists and human rights defenders, including what we could term legal harassment, by using criminal legislation on defamation against a journalist who, for example, in 2022 published an article denouncing corruption and police incompetence? The committee believes that this is leading to a kind of chilling effect among journalists, which is contrary to Article 19 of the Covenant. My third question on freedom of expression, could you tell us about the progress and the content of the private members' bill? The state's response to the non-criminalisation of defamation and for this committee a source of concern. And what about the progress of the Freedom of Information Act? I think this relates to something the minister mentioned yesterday in the response to a draft law on, if I understand correctly, the right of the public to present petitions to the government. The committee would be grateful for information on this matter. I think you did mention it yesterday, and you'd started to discuss it in your responses to the question. Paragraph 21 relates to the right to peaceful assembly, which is protected under Article 21 of the Covenant. And again, the committee notes the state's response in the report. However, the responses are currently too broad, and the committee would be grateful to hear what the delegation has to say on the following matters. First, the continuing application of Article 49 of the Criminal Police Code on the prior authorisation of assembly. This would seem to be contrary to the committee's interpretation of Article 21, particularly in the general comment 37, the committee notes. The committee